Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning. Light trading is expected in the Midwest direct hog markets, as is normal for Fridays, with prices predicted to be mostly steady, but with weak tones seen in some areas after wholesale pork prices fell sharply again yesterday. The terminal prices are called mostly steady in very light volume tests, with top prices expected to be from $45.50 to $50 on a live basis. And the projected Chicago Mercantile Exchange two-day lean hog index for Wednesday was 70.59, up 18 cents from the previous day. And Peoria is called steady with a top price of $45.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, July 20th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 12,914 for the base market hog. On a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 62.75 to 71 even. The weighted average was 68.82, a loss of 41 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 49.58 to 56.05, the weighted average 53.36. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 11,646. The base price range was 62.50 to 71 even. The weighted average 68.69. A gain of 16 cents from Wednesday. And on a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 48.23 to 55.31, the weighted average 52.25.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In a moment, we'll have a look at the overnight trading, but first we'll go to AM580's Mike Sola in the studio now for a look at today's agricultural weather. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff. Taking a look first off at the next 5 or 6 days worth of precipitation, expectations are for the eastern portion of the country once again to be the wettest area, with the mid-Atlantic states stretching down into the central Georgia, so starting to get into the southeastern states and Delta, looking at very wet conditions, more than 3 inches of rain expected from around the eastern shores of Maryland in through central North Carolina, and 2 or more inches of rain in a wide area all the way from southeastern Mississippi and Alabama across Georgia, again up through the Carolinas and in through Virginia. The Delta states, heaviest rain expected from around the Houston area to almost New Orleans, with 2 to 2.5 inches of rain expected there. And central and southern Florida over the next 5 to 6 days, also expecting in excess of 2 inches of rain for a good portion of the Sunshine State. Across the Corn Belt, heaviest rain will be in the Ohio River Valley in through southern and southwestern Missouri. The heaviest rain will be in the Ohio Valley, with more than 1.5 inches of rain expected there. And spotty heavy activity across the upper Midwest from central Minnesota across northern Wisconsin and into the Great Lakes. Also looking at precipitation anywhere from 0.75 inches to 1.5 inches of rain over the next 5 to 6 days. Western sections of the Dakotas, the most of Nebraska and far western Kansas, not expecting any precipitation at all, as high pressure settling into the western portion of the northern plain states will keep things dry there. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will also occur in the Four Corners region and stretch across the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas. For the U.S. Midwest, cooler air will overtake the entire region today and continue this weekend, with highs in the 70s and 80s through the weekend. 80s and 90s will start to push into the western areas of the Corn Belt by Sunday into Tuesday. Next week's northwesterly flow aloft will generate frequent small weather disturbances that will set off showers and thunderstorms relatively frequently. Most areas in the Midwest will be affected at one time or another, and there will be some locally heavy rainfall embedded in the pattern, with beneficial showers impacting many of the drier western Corn Belt regions, including Iowa. But erratic rainfall intensity will leave many areas still looking for greater precipitation after the round of rain moves through. Overall, rain in the western Corn Belt today and that which comes periodically over the next week will be welcome and good for crops. again, does disfavor a general soaking for the driest areas, and concern over long-term crop outlooks will remain, especially for soybeans. In the Delta and Southeast, hot weather again yesterday and today. From the Carolinas, Georgia, northern Florida, high temperatures, mostly 90s, a few low 100s. Rain limited to with most of the Delta staying dry, and a few thunderstorms did occur in southeastern Louisiana through central and southern Alabama to west central Georgia. A few showers did generate as much as a half inch of rain in interior southeastern North Carolina, neighboring eastern South Carolina. Other locations, well, let's actually take a look at the wheat here. No change of any significance expected in the European outlook, which remains stressful for the spring cereal crops. Western Australia and Argentina's outlooks have not changed much either, leaving both regions drier than usual for the next week. Rain chances improving for parts of the Canadian prairies and the northern U.S. plains, although no general soaking rain is expected for at least a week. And the Commonwealth of Independent States wheat and barley conditions remain favorable with little change expected. Generally looking at the 6 to 10-day outlook for the U.S., the period for July 26th through the 30th calls for wetter than normal conditions for the intermountain west to the upper Midwest, little or no region from the Four Corners region into the northeast and the northeast, and above normal temperatures confined to the lower Great Lakes region and the new northeast, with cooler than normal conditions expected in the northern and central Rockies and the adjacent high plains. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 502.5 on change last trade, down 3.5. December wheat, 506.5, down 13, last trade down 3.5. Or rather, last trade down 1, excuse me, on that on December wheat. Opening for March wheat, 522, up 1.75, last trade up 0.25. Chicago Board of Trade September wheat, 405.25, last trade down 1.25, last trade up 0.5. December wheat, 424, down 0.5, last trade up 1.25. March wheat, 442, down 2, last trade unchanged. May, 444, down 8, last trade down 8. September corn at 242, down 0.5, last trade down 2.5. December corn at 258.75, down 0.5, last trade down 3. March, 272, down 0.25, last trade down 2.75. 281.5. May corn, 281.5, unchanged, last trade down 1.5. July, 290, down 3/4, last trade down 3.25. September oats at 193.25, unchanged, last trade up 2.25. December, 197, unchanged, last trade down up 1. August soybeans, 584, down 0.25, last trade down 4.25. September, 590.25, down 1.5, last trade down 4.75. November at 605.25, down 0.25, last trade down 5. And January at 617.75, up 0.5, last trade down 3.75. August soybean meal at 168.40, up 70. Last trade down 80. September at 169, unchanged, last trade down 40. August soybean oil at 26.30, down 11, last trade down 19 cents. And September at 26.50, down 13, last trade down 18 cents. Joining me now on the phone is Vince Renicki. He's with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing very well. Predictions from Reuters News Services says that corn and soybeans are expected to sag. With that, would you corroborate with that?
You know, I don't think that we have to disagree or can disagree with that at all. You got a number of forces working here, in my opinion. First and foremost, that's what the night session kind of looked like, and I think you'll see that reflected again when we open this morning here. If there's any change, in other words, if we see any positive numbers today, it's my opinion that will be completely due to technical/fund activity and nothing to do with fundamental activity. I'm looking right now at a weather map. You know, you've got a radar system, or a radar map, I should say, that says, that shows a system kind of marching across the Missouri-Iowa border, headed for Illinois with good rain. Rainfall already in some areas of the Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska. Some of those areas look good. If we get more rain, we've already had good rains here the last couple of weeks, and I think I picked the right couple of weeks to be traveling around the state of Illinois, because certainly everything's looked really good the last couple of weeks that I've been traveling around. I've seen corn and bean crops that look exceptional, in my opinion. You know, and I know that that's perhaps a little unbelievable in some cases, because, you know, we were dry early, but we seem to have made it through that good, and now we've had some really good rains, minus pockets, of course, across a lot of spots in Illinois, and I think that's going to precipitate a pretty good crop with the way things look. So I know Indiana continues to be a little disappointed with the way things look because of excess moisture. Usually excess moisture is a good thing and not a bad thing, though. So, you know, as I look at things, first off, you know, right away this morning, it looks like, yes, we'll be down. Probably looking to trade lower most of the session, assuming that there's no technical slash fund activity. And, you know, as we look ahead, I don't see any reason why this corn market should get carried away to the upside, I guess I should say, because the crop certainly looks pretty good.
And all right.
That, of course, is from a fundamental perspective.
All right. Thanks, Vince. Vince Reneke with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.